Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Get on up.
Boom Zoom, baby.
It's time!
Are you ready, Newcastle?
Jess was pooing in the corner.
Great. No, I just panicked myself and I was like, oh, God. And just, yeah. So just if went. You could get to that, it's not for breeze over there.
Fingers up the side and lick the fingers.
It's time for...
Nick.
Don't ruin science.
Sorry,
Jess.
We're pretty close in this room, so I'll just ask this question. What's your pubic hair situation at the moment?
And Ducko.
Obviously, I'm a bit of a weird dude.
Wake up.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Doodle down.
What time is it?
Showtime! Ooh, yes it is. Welcome to Wednesday, team.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we all?
Oh, mate, so good today.
Great.
Top of the world.
Top of the world as always.
You've both got donning new hairdos today.
Yeah,
Ducko,
yes.
Ducko's is shorter.
I got a fresh cut.
Yours is different.
Yes, mine is different. I've gone with the space bun with the ribbon today.
Space bun. It is spacey.
It is spacey. Maybe even farm girly. This outfit's a bit farm girly. Gilly, all this talk of the daddy braid bar we're putting on, where we're inviting some gentlemen to come with small daughters.
Yes.
Or sons, if they have longer hair maybe, and learn how to do, you know, some fun hairstyles for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
It made me want to do fun hair for myself.
Well, good on.
So fun.
My dad lives in Melbourne. He can't do my hair for me anymore, unfortunately. And he never did, actually. That was really mum's domain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't know why, you know.
Yeah.
Gentlemen can use the hairbrush and some elastic ties and ribbon just as much as a mum can.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to teach him next week.
Great. A guy came up to me yesterday out of the blue and wanted to tell me that he can do... what's it called? Because he was excited about the braid bar. The donut something.
Yes, the like the flight attendants do.
Yes, where you wrap your whole ponytail around some kind of foam donut.
Oh, yes, and it looks really neat and tidy. And also kind of interesting, because how have you done that? It's a little foam apparatus.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
and that sits under there.
That sits under there, and then you basically pin it around so you can't see the donut.
Mm. Yeah, apparently his wife was working early and yelled at him to learn how to do it. And so he has.
I love that he just came up to you being like, I don't need your daddy braid bar, bro.
Yeah.
I've got this. I'm good.
He wants to come to the braid bar to brag.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know how to braid. That's why he wants to come.
Okay.
Registerhip.com.au if you do want to come to the daddy braid bar.
Yeah. Why not? We've got a massive, massive show today. Let me run you through. Of course, we've got Alpha Bucks. Your chance at 10K at 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. Of course, we have $500 worth of fuel with our Call of Fame prize. More chances on the show today. Of course, we've got tickets to Disney on Ice happening on the show. You're just going to do a bit of a karaoke sing-off and we give you those tickets. But just announced right now, we have tickets to see the one and only.
Let me love you. Let me love you.
The Biebs, baby.
Oh, God.
His first show sold out immediately, all right?
Wow.
So we're going to meet Damone. We've got a double passing way to Justin Bieber at some point on the show today. We're just going to say, we're going to play a little game, which is very exciting.
It is very exciting.
Yeah.
Look, for all the commentary, all the mean things you may have said about Bieber, it's okay if you now love him.
Yeah.
You say sorry.
Yep.
And you get some tickets.
Yeah. At the same time.
At the right time.
At the same time.
At the right time. You can't just call up and be like, I'm sorry, Bieber. No, no, no.
Ta, 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 ta.
A little bit later on in the show.
Yep.
A double pass to Justin Bieber. He's just announced that second show.
So good.
I missed out on tickets the first time too. People think, oh, you're in radio. You must get private access to things. No way. I've got to fight the crowds of people like everyone else.
Yeah.
I missed out myself. So I'm very excited he's added a second show.
Well, maybe you can play the game.
Yeah.
You never know.
Let me have a go at least.
Yes.
At least.
Yeah. So it's all about, you know, saying sorry at the right time during the song.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Already a gag that I did over the course of last night and this morning has been lost on everybody, it would seem, via text. Nobody has understood that in the room, but that's okay.
No,
you
said
a text saying sorry. Yeah, was he replying to yesterday's convo?
No, yeah. What was my last text message, guys?
Well, there's been texting between
that was the whole point. That's what I was waiting for.
Nah, it doesn't work. You gotta,
Jesus,
it's gotta
that
fly.
Is a... That from 6:27 yesterday, you wrote, is it too late now to say?
Yeah.
We've had a bunch of texts in between about the show, what's coming up, producer Snooze contributing there. And then at 5:54, you've written sorry.
Yeah.
It was a real long play. It was a long hold.
That is a long, long play, Joe.
Yeah.
Did you love that no one responded to his text at 6:30 last night either?
No. He's sort of in his own group chat.
He really is.
He sort of texts himself stuff.
It's like you can't catch a break, can you? Because when you don't reply to us, God, we drag you through the coals.
Yeah.
And then you dig me like do that and we like, don't...
Mm. I just needed a couple of replies to be in between. No one replied. And then it finally came through this morning. I did my little gag. And
he held on to it. He wrote it down his to-do list.
Yeah. That's right. Did you have an alarm set?
Funny line.